The Congress has been, in too many cases, more than willing to walk away from its constitutional powers. We have turned a blind eye to the Bush administration's ruthless pursuit of power. We scorn those nations that have long been our friends. We call them the old Europe. Members of Congress, especially those in the majority party, do whatever the president wants them to do. What has happened to the courage of men? God give us men. If the president says jump, they ask how high. And sadly, too many in our own party remain silent. Our founding fathers struggled to escape the heavy yoke of one King George. We must not submit to the dictates of another. As Brutus said to Cicero, when Cicero was attempting to toady up to Antony, our ancestors would have scorned even a gentle master. We are at a dangerous time in our republic. The Constitution, the very foundation of this great country, is under attack by a presidency that is bent upon secrecy, that has to be dragged kicking and screaming to answer questions, and that follows a path of utter recklessness. Its policies have changed the face of America around the globe from that of a giant peacemaker to that of a schoolyard bully. People who once declared strong allegiance with America now question our purpose. That is not America. I have been in Congress for more than a half century. I have lived through times of fear and times of hope, of despair and of achievement. I have seen our government at its best. But today I fear that we see our government at its worst. I have never seen such extreme partisanship, such bitter partisanship, such forgetfulness of the faith of our fathers and of the Constitution. I say enough is enough. We cannot sit silently by and witness the dimming of freedom's flame. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Make way for liberty.